Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow will be part two of yesterday's topic about
anti-stalking laws, are celebs and non-celebs safe? Because I didn't have about 15 minutes to talk about that topic. I'm in the chat room also, those of you who want to chat. And hopefully, no later than tomorrow, I'll be able to retrieve phone calls, you know, from sometimes co-hosts and future people that would like to co-host on certain topics. Because, like I said, I'm not a Miss Know-It-All. And those of you who are experts on certain topics or want to talk about what you do, feel free to let me know if you want to be a special guest co-host with me so we can talk about what you want to talk about. And also, I want to thank you all again for your support. I should be at 22K right now. I don't know the exact number, but I do know that I just signed a petition for Kaylee's Law. I do know that my signature was the 4,286th signature at the website called petitionsite.com/Kaylee's-Law. I guess I should have delayed to after the show, but this is one reason I was delayed, because I was signing the petition, on the online petition, petitionsite.com/Kaylee's-Law, regarding creating Kaylee's Law. And I know as of a few days after the verdict of Casey Anthony, that four states had already began drafting the forms of Kaylee's Law, all moving on to enter into legislation. And but like I said, I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I am in the chat room, so come join me in the chat room. And you can call just to listen to the show in its entirety at 1-714-409-0614. And like I said, I thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and for viewing my profile, blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock Inc., that's KULTURESHOKENT hyphen Beth, BETH. So I'm just shout out to all my online and my real life friends and supporters. God bless all of you, and I thank you for your prayers and support. I really feel your love, and I really feel your prayers. Let's see. So tomorrow we'll be talking, be part two of the anti-stalking law show. Thursday, talk about the history of Mark Cuban. Some of us only know of Mark Cuban as being the sports owner of the number one NBA team right now, 2011 NBA championship finals champions. But there's more to Mark Cuban. What is the history of Mark Cuban? Mark Cuban is a native of what city? He's not a native of Dallas. He's native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He has two brothers, Jeff and Brian. A lot of you are familiar with both of them. Those of you who know the history, I know them personally and professionally, know, are big supporters of the Cuban brothers like I am. You know that. But Thursday, you know, let's talk about Mark Cuban, the entrepreneur, the humanitarian, the self-made billionaire. You know, an American dream. I mean, he's definitely, if you're looking up American dream, I mean, Mark Cuban's picture should definitely be next to that definition, American dream. Just like I love the Jackson family, the movie of American Dream, they are definitely a picture of the American dream. There's a lot of pictures of American dreams. The American dream is still alive, but a lot of us, many people might feel like it's not alive. Can we live the American dream? You know, the American dream is still alive, and people like Mark Cuban, and not just self-made billionaires and millionaires. I mean, just, you know, everyday people that are living comfortably. And, you know, even those of us who go through the struggle, that's the thing about the American dream. Even those of us who are not born here but come to America to live that American dream, to experience the ups and downs and the struggles of achieving, or at least attempting to achieve that what we consider success. We all define success differently. But, the, you know, the American dream is, you know, we all have this light picture of the American dream. you know, patriotic. God bless America. So that would be Thursday's topic, and Friday would be about more cosmetics, the Avon brand, which I am a independent sale rep. People who support more cosmetics are called more guys and girls. If you're a sales rep or if you're a customer or if you do business with more cosmetics and with the Empowerment Foundation, you're a more girl or you're a more guy, you know. So Friday, last night we had an awesome webcast, a regional webcast. And that's basically, you know, our webcast, online sales meeting, and to inform us about different sales tips that work, new products. So we talked about back to school, and we talked about, you know, summertime is still happening. We're in the midst of summertime. And we talked about fall, because we have wonderful new fall products that are being previewed right now. And so Friday I'll be talking about, we'll be talking about, you know, making your mark. More cosmetics, you know, promos and new products and so on. And Mark will be hitting the road real, real soon. I'm talking about real, real soon, hitting 5 major American cities to promote job Mark opportunities. Have opportunity meetings. And so Friday I'll be talking about that also. And I received an email also from the Wendy Williams show. The Wendy Williams, I wonder what was going on, because we've been watching reruns, right? So Wendy Williams has been preparing to hit the road for a summer tour. So I think that's really neat. She's hitting like a lot of cities. But speaking of Mark, well, I'll talk more about Mark on Friday. But I was just ecstatic. I posted and tweeted Wendy Williams' promo video promoting her tour. Wendy Williams, many of you know, she's one of my favorite talk show hosts and favorite talk shows. Matter of fact, I love for many of my favorite people, those of who not have yet appeared on the Wendy Williams show, to appear on her show. I even tweet her and suggest people that should, you know, that she should have on her show. But one thing about it, I miss one of my favorite authors on her show, and that was Zane. Cause I noticed on Zane's Facebook page back in during the holiday season, where I missed her. No, I didn't miss her. I missed her on the Monique show. I would love to see Zane on her show. I would love to see Prince on her show. I would love to see Ty Mock, the martial artist actor from The Last Dragon, on her show. I would love to see my favorite, one of my favorite designers, Anthony, on her show. And you know I love to see Austin Brown on her show, who will be on Lopez Tonight on the 27th. Looking forward to that. And if you all missed his live performance last night on Global Soul TV on Ustream, maybe today they are showing the, you know, they have the film up from last night's live broadcast. Awesome broadcast. He said he was going to have a surprise with him, and he did not let us down. He had his mom and his whole Jackson Brown family. Obviously, he had his music team and his best friends with him that are also known as the Backpack Kids. And the interview was just perfect and very informative. You know, you can listen to some interviews and, duh, you still don't know no more than you knew before you tuned into the interview. Not this interview. I mean, I did not want to miss not one second, because it was an interactive interview, because we in the chat room were asking questions also, and they were responding in real time back to the comments and the questions from those in the chat room. And it was just amazing. Just amazing show. So if you all missed that live stream of Austin Brown on Ustream Global Soul TV, I have a Ustream channel also. It's Culture Shock. Just Culture Shock. I'll soon be premiering my first live broadcast, just, you know, speaking and talking and stuff like that. But it's Culture Shock, so you can join my crowd and support my show or whatever, my channel. But Global Soul TV is an awesome show. I've watched that show before, so it's an awesome show. But that was a very, very just great, great. I just must commend the host and his co-host on the quality of questions and how comfortable and the comfort level of the interview. Also, you know, it's very important that the interviewee is comfortable. But again, you know, hopefully in the near future when I have my browser upgraded, hopefully we'll be talking to Austin or some of his reps from the Royal Factory, his record label, and many other members of the Jackson family. His mother is working on new music. You know, LaToya has new projects and a book out. I mean, I think almost everybody's very busy and working on projects. But back to the topic of Cayley's Law. That is a very important law. Cayley, many say that there should be a new law created called Cayley's Law. And I'm aware that some of you know this. And that law would make it a felony for a parent or guardian to not notify law enforcement of a child going missing within 24 hours. And what they say on the website is, let's keep another case like Caitlin Anthony out of courts. Contact your, and the way that bills and are passed into laws is by constant, politicians are elected by us, so therefore they need to hear from us regarding bills and laws. So it's very important for us to contact our state senators and representatives regarding not just Cayley's Law, but other laws that are of importance to you and your community. You should, there's a good website to visit called Change.org. That's another website where there's a petition to sign. It's change.org/petitions/create-Cayley's Cayley's hyphen law. I don't know if some of you are like me. Sometimes I misspell Cayley's name. Cayley, but it's Cayley. That's how her name is spelled. And like I said, the other site that I signed, where I signed my petition is petitionsite.com/Cayley's hyphen law. It's also good to visit MiamiHerald.com, and you know that OrlandoSentinel.com, the local Orlando newspaper, is a good resource also to get updated information. But I posted a story from Nightline, tweeted and posted on my site, a story by Laura Ripparelli. And that's where I got my information about the four states. Even though I've been hearing and keeping up with the news, but not the way, well, you know, of course, obviously I research my shows and my stories, and I try to provide adequate information and right information. But so I tweeted and I posted this story about the four states that have begun to draft Cayley Law legislation that would tighten requirements on missing person reports. And, you know, that's regarding kids and, like I said before, parents and guardians. Casey was released, that we all know, unless you're up on the rock somewhere after midnight, early Sunday morning. Her whereabouts, do we know? I guess obviously not many of us know where she is. But, you know, my prayers go out to her, and my prayers go out to her family and to her community and the worldwide community, which is keeping up with this case. I'm still pretty much speechless my speech is like from the day I heard about a missing child, you know. So we'll talk more about this case and my thoughts. I really don't verbalize my opinion. I verbalized my opinion maybe that eve or a couple of nights before the verdict. One of my fellow Mark girls had asked me a question after I had posted a Casey Anthony Well, I had shared the Casey Anthony trial page on my page. So a fellow more girl asked me a question about my thoughts regarding, and I shared my opinions, you know. But I still think it's just unbelievable that a mother would, you know, do that. So I'm just speechless. But the show is about to conclude, and what's up? What's up is have a happy Tuesday, and I thank you all for your support, and I look forward to the part two of the anti-stalking law show tomorrow. Someone's in the guest in the chat room, so I'll chat a few minutes. So at least tell me hello or something. But I thank you for the information that you've been sharing with me, and I've been enjoying networking with all of you. And just much love to everyone that listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and thank you for your inspiration. God bless, and God willing, I'll be talking with you tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. Thank you.